It was definitely a fun Friday afternoon. J. Cole and I enjoyed our 4 hours down at the bayfront at Albert Whitted Park. We had our Radio St. Pete tent and our live broadcast from the Good Sweat Festival. Very successful event at Albert Whitted Park with the many vendors of food, beverage, entertainment, and more. That was yesterday afternoon. This morning, racing is underway, and we have Ryan Jordan on the phone. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, Joe. Good morning. What a morning here in St. Pete. We have just had a record-breaking entries this year, so huge thank you to all those runners, and congratulations. We've got most of them now getting ready to finish. We had the 10K this morning. The Rolling Oats 10K kicked things off with a record crowd of close to 1,500, and that's the Rolling Oats 10K that started at 7, and then we're just getting ready to wrap up the 5K, which kicked off a little bit ago, and that's the Duke Clean Energy Connection, which we had well over 2,000 this year. So lots of runners on our waterfront this morning, Joe.
And following racing this morning, right through the midday at Albert Whitted Park into the afternoon, the festival will continue as runners check in for tomorrow morning's big race.
Yeah, our biggest race actually is the Regenex Half Marathon, and that's the city's official running event. And it's incredible the support we've received for that, and the registrations we've sold that out, which we're excited to say, and we're going to have well over 2,000 for that race as well. So that's 13 miles that will be kicking off at 7 a.m. So if you see the runners going by, you know, congratulate them, cheer them on. It's not easy to run that far, so the support goes a long ways.
Ryan Jordan, co-founder of St. Pete Run Fest. Ryan, congratulations. Another successful event, and I know you're looking forward to the big race tomorrow.
Thanks, Joe. We really appreciate the support, and what a weekend.
And I am speaking with
Dr. Ron Torrance from Regenex at New Regeneration Orthopedics of Florida.
Great. Well, Regenex Tampa Bay playing a big title sponsorship role in this event this weekend.
We are excited to be here. It's, I think, our third or fourth year in a row. We really love working with Ryan Jordan and his team at St. Pete Run Fest. We are here to help you non-surgically help yourself with orthopedic care. And that's what we're here to do. We have our performance tent. Come by, check us out. And if you have any concerns or anything after the races, come see us after that.
Right. You'll be here till 7 this evening at Albert Whitted Park, and you have quite a spread over there.
We try to make it comfortable. We got the hay bales to really go with the fall theme that's going on here, and we'll be here tomorrow for any kind of performance needs. If you have any issues, have any aches and pains, you're doing one of the dolphin doubles or the tortuga triples, we can help get you back in there, hopefully get you through things, and then fix you up afterwards.
Terrific. Thank you. Thanks to Regenex. And thank you, doctor.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
And we are speaking with?
My name's Andres.
And the company is?
It's Bay City Timing.
So. Okay, Bay City Timing and Events. So I guess you have to have timers at a running event.
Yeah, so what we do is we do the timing for any event, any sports events that they do, 5Ks, 10Ks, marathons, triathlons. And we just set up the timers of the race course. Mm-hmm. So everyone has their own chips, and that's what we track them with. We do live tracking, so the spectators can know where their runners are at during the course as well. And we also do sometimes finish line or stuff like that as well with events.
And how wide an area do you time races in?
All over Florida.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
You've been doing this a long time?
Yeah, I think this is their third year here doing this event. This is my first time working it, but it's a great venue, great people, and beautiful weather as always.
Great. You have a website, Bay City Timing something?
I believe it's baycitytiming.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. You know, it's just one of those things you don't give a second thought to.
Yeah.
Until you walk into the booth and you see the actual equipment.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Well, good luck and keep it all in good time tomorrow.
Will do. Thank you. Have a good one.
We are in the Three Daughters booth here at St. Pete Run Fest, and I'm speaking with
Brian Horn.
Brian Horn, I know you.
Yeah,
I'm Joe Bordeaux.
How's it going?
Good, thank you. What are we giving away here this afternoon?
So we've got our two vodka soda throwback retro chill RTDs. Huh? And one of them's an orange creamsicle, and one of them is a rocket pop. So it tastes exactly like it sounds, like an ice cream cone from your childhood.
Yeah. Well, Three Daughters is an incredible St. Pete business story. And amazing from where you started to where you've come.
Yeah, actually, it's going to be 10-year anniversary in December. If you guys haven't been down, the Christmas Village is now up.
Oh.
So, you know, everyone loves to come down and see the Christmas Village. And, you know, we're actually the largest and busiest tasting room in the state now. So we're very happy to be kind of a staple of St. Pete for that.
Yeah, you can get your lunch or dinner at St. Pete Clearwater Airport, too.
Absolutely. Like, we've got our second location in downtown Clearwater, right on the roundabout. And the St. Pete Clearwater Airport location is, man, that little thing just sells a lot of beer, and people really love it. So you can, people fly into the state, they have our Florida Orange on Allegiant Airlines, they get off, they have it at the airport, they go to the beach, they have it at the beach. So we've kind of trying to give them a little bit of Florida everywhere they go.
Yeah, it's great branding. I mean, it just looks great, tastes great, and is great.
Great. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And last weekend, you were involved with the Exchange Club and did a fundraiser there for a couple of great charities.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. We're very proud to be partnered with them. And, man, that just is what a great event, and just raises a lot of money for just a good cause.
Great. Terrific. Three Daughters Brewing is where, for anyone who doesn't know?
22nd Avenue South, St. Petersburg, Florida, about three blocks west of Tropicana Field.
Great. Enjoy Run Fest.
Thank you. You too.
Congratulations to Danny Dougherty, winner of the Regenex Half Marathon, in the St. Pete Run Fest this morning on the streets of downtown St. Pete.
So we wanted to pull everyone together and say thank you. Now, Run Fest would not be anything close to what it is without all of you, and I think you know that. And a huge thank you to Michelle Sierra.